This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Congress is boldly criticizing U.S. abortion practice. Committee members investigating illegal abortion specimen marketing and sales are recommending prosecution and openly talking of jail time for Planned Parenthood officials. One other abortionist, Houston's Dr. Douglas Carpin, faces a laundry list of possible charges, including murder allegations overlooked by a previous DA whose staff is being replaced after her November election loss. The day Kellyanne Conway was designated special counsel in the new Trump White House, over 100 Democrats asked Mr. Trump to please fund abortion. The temerity is striking, as Trump says Conway is a tenacious advocate of my agenda. Not only is Conway the first woman to lead a successful presidential campaign, her pro-life credentials are decades old. In 1996, a young Kellyanne Fitzpatrick was quoted in Atlantic magazine as saying, "We grew up with sonograms. We know life when we see it." Planned Parenthood's response is to threaten the president-elect. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
In the 1 year of Province of Quebec's assisted suicide or euthanasia happy death program, serious questions are growing of legal and illegal killing. Early death puts the poor, elderly, depressed, and minorities at risk. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.